Welcome back to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Our next guests are representing something that's coming up not this weekend, but next weekend. It's the Santa Fe Century and the Outside Bike and Brew Festival in the Rail Yard. I'm here with Carl Ferguson of the St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation and Christopher Goblet of the New Mexico Craft Brewers Association. I hope I got that right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming on. Now, the Century has been a long-standing event here in Santa Fe, a very popular spring event.
Yes, it's the 29th annual running of the Santa Fe Century, and we're really excited. We have an excellent new kind of expanded weekend, and I'll introduce Chris Goblet, who I met just a few months ago, who had kind of similar ideas that I did, and we were talking about how we can expand this event into a whole full weekend event. So.
And just to remind people, the Century, of course, is the 100-mile ride.
It's a 100-mile ride. We have three options. You can do a 50-mile ride, you can do a 25-mile ride, or the 100-mile. And it's on Sunday, May 18th. We're out there bright and early from about 5:45 on. A lot of people, there are some people that will start at 6:30 in the Grand Fondo, which is the timed ride, but most people like to do it at their kind of leisurely pace and start anywhere from 6 to 9-ish.
How long does it usually take?
I would say most people do from, 6-7 hours. Yeah.
It's a big day and beautiful.
It's beautiful. It is definitely one of the most beautiful centuries in the country. And, our big hope is normally we have great weather. It's just always the question of the wind.
Right, our spring winds. And this year, so we've heard about the Century for a long time. A lot of people love it. And this year it's getting even bigger and better because it's part of, as you just said, a weekend event, the Outside Bike and Brew Festival.
So that's where I come in.
Chris Goblet.
Nice to have the chance to come talk about this new event. So it's a collaboration of a lot of different organizations that came together around the Century and around the fact it's also Bike to Work Week that the city is producing on May 16th, on Friday. And it's also American Craft Beer Week, May 12th through the 18th. And so we had this nexus of all these different activities kind of coming together at the same time. And I sat down with Bicycle Technologies International, a local company here that's a bike part wholesaler, and they're one of the largest in the country. And we talked about what could we do that would make this into a much more dynamic weekend, building around the success of the Century. And I don't know if Carl mentioned this, but there's been typically around 2,000 to 3,000 riders, and I think this year we've seen so far a 20% increase in the ridership.
Amazing. Record number.
It should be a big year for the Century. And then by providing this entire weekend of activities, by curating all these different events that folks can come into, we just wanted to build that excitement into a full weekend. We're actually doing events Thursday all the way through Sunday, and they're bike themed. They're fun activities for folks who want to come into town, get acclimated to the altitude and to the crisp, clean air we have here, do a couple of preliminary rides, kind of warm up, and also take in some of the amazing culture and beauty of Santa Fe.
I was looking at your website, and it's a great website with lots of things listed. Do you want to give us that website before I continue?
Sure. It's outsidesantafe.com.
It's got all the info about the weekend. And you've got events going on in the rail yard and also on the area trails. I think there are rides around town.
Right. So the easiest way to think about this is Friday is our big kickoff event. We've got the entire rail yard from the Jean Cocteau all the way down to the farm market building. We'll have a bike beauty pageant.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Mello Velo, our local bike shop's doing that one. We've got a bike art show called Kaleidospoke, and that's is art themed around bicycles. We have the Bike Expo, where you can go check out all the new bikes and some of the new equipment, and Trek Travel and Taos Mountain will be there, and a bunch of other folks kind of featuring their biking activities. And then the Bike and Beer Festival inside the Farm Market Hall. It's a handmade bike, handcrafted beer show. And pretty much everything Friday is free except for the beer fest. You have to pay $10 to get into that. But it's supposed to be family-friendly and enjoyable. There's a concert out front. Heath Concerts will be doing a performance by Jupiter Spiral, I think is their name, and Leagues is a band out of Nashville. So Friday's all in the rail yard. Think of Saturday as your mountain biking day. There's demos at the trailheads. There's mountain biking rides. You can sign up clinics. And then in the evening, we're doing our bike-in movie with New Belgian Brewing Company at the Cowgirl.
Bike and movie.
Right. So you ride your bike to the movie, and it's gonna be an inflatable screen, and they're featuring short films that are featured in their Lips of Faith. Is their beer series. This is their Clips of Faith film series by New Belgium. So that's all Saturday, and then Sunday is the Grand Fondo of the Century and the grand opening of Marble Brewery here in Santa Fe over at the Luna Building.
That's their new location.
That's their new location, right?
Yeah. Yep. So they kind of opened yesterday because I was over there and I had a beer. But
that was the soft launch.
That was the soft launch. So the big celebration and this new development, the Luna Complex, all of you know where it is. The Talon Market's located over there, a bunch of new shops at the corner of Sandoval and Cerrillos Road. So that's sort of, there's beer events, there's bike events, there's art events throughout the whole weekend, and we just wanted to find something for everybody of all skill level and of all interests.
I think this is a great addition to our festival scene. We have a lot of art festivals, but this is an outdoor festival that I predict will take off.
Well, and it's huge because, you know, Outside Magazine coming in as the major sponsor, and then we have the State Department of Tourism, and we have the city and the county that both stepped up and all have come in with some major support to make this a huge event. So we're really looking forward to it. If people want to register for the Century, they just go to santafecentury.com. The online registration closes at midnight on Tuesday the 13th.
Okay.
And after that, you can register the day before Saturday from 5 to 7 in the hospital parking lot where the Century starts and ends. Or they can do it on Sunday morning the day of from 6 a.m. to 8:30. They can register.
You can actually register.
Yep. It's $10 more, but you can still register the day of. Yep.
And can you remind us how the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation is involved?
Well, we're involved because part of the proceeds of the Century go to the our cancer center. And so that's it starts and ends at the hospital. And we're involved because we also run the beer garden part of the Century. So it'll be open Saturday night when people register, and also Sunday when they come back. And so it'll be Santa Fe Brewing Company that will be providing the beverages. And then we have Cowgirl there also providing food. And we'll also have a DJ. So it'll be a fun party out there also.
And that's at the hospital on the grounds?
That's the grounds, yep.
So as Carl said, you've got this amazing, already well-established bike event. And all of these tourism partners have come on board because they see the value in this expanding into a real a new segment of tourism that we can develop for Santa Fe, outdoor recreation. We all locals know the great trail systems, the great hiking, the great skiing that we have, but it's something that we could, I think, really start promoting a lot more around the country. And we have over 250 miles of single track in this town, and that's something that I've been sharing with people in Colorado and in Arizona and some interviews that I do. And everybody scratches their heads and said, wow, I didn't realize
we had
so many miles of trails. And it's only going to get bigger and more broader as we bring attention to it and we continue to invest in the infrastructure.
And it's so close to town. I mean, you can enjoy everything in town and get on your trail in 10 minutes or less most of the time.
Yep. And a lot of people don't know that already about 40% of the people that come to the Century are from Colorado.
Really?
Yep. So it's already a huge draw from Colorado, and we're just trying to look at other places. We've done some advertising in Austin and Tucson and Phoenix and Durango and places like that we're trying to draw tourists from. So,
yeah, and people who do the rides or are marathoners, et cetera, often travel to do an event in a really beautiful location.
Exactly.
We'll introduce them to Santa Fe.
Chris has done a great job in getting some great press this year. There was a big article in Spirit Magazine on Santa Fe and also on the festival. Draft Magazine had a nice ad in there. And also in Outside Magazine, there were two one-page ads, which look great.
So again, for a first-year festival, we didn't know to expect. We didn't know what kind of a response we would get. And everywhere we turn, when we talk to people, they just shake their heads. Yes, they know exactly what we're talking about. They see it. They get the idea. They see it makes sense for Santa Fe. And so they've lent their support. We've tons of community partners. We've mentioned the public partnership that we've gotten, but locally we've been able to raise almost $100,000 for this first year festival because I think people see the potential for it to grow.
And again, having Outside Magazine involved is really nice.
Oh, yeah, presence. Huge. Yep.
That's about all the time we have, but let's tell our listeners again that if you want to get more information about the Century, you can go to
www.santafecentury.com, register before the 13th, or come on Saturday from 5 to 7, or Sunday 6 to 8:30 in the hospital parking lot.
And there's a route map and all kinds of info on there.
Yep.
And if you want to get more information about the whole entire fun outdoor festival weekend,
go to OutsideSantaFe.com, and we've got our full schedule on there. Most of the rides are free. You just have to register, and they are filling up pretty quickly. We also have a couple of ticket events. That's Friday night at the Farm Market is our beer pavilion, and on Sunday we have the grand opening of Marble with a live concert from a Mississippi Hill Country blues musician. But everything's priced about $20 and under, so it's really affordable if there's a fee at all. And again, OutsideSantaFe.com has the full schedule. And come down to the rail yard for sure on Friday night. We just want to see as many bodies out there, and do ride your bike. Carl and I were just talking about how much bike rack we're going to need to put down in the rail yard to accommodate everyone. But we hope to see all your smiling faces on Bike to Work Day.
Well, thanks for bringing this to our city. I think it's really cool.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, and
appreciate
we'll see
it.
Everyone there. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with Speaking of the Arts.